Welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today are two students from the performance of Grease happening on the River Campus to detail their experience putting the show together and its effects on their student life. Those talented artists are Emily Lance playing Sandy and Parker Cobden playing Danny. Hi there, it's great to meet you. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Parker Cobden. I'm a junior BFA musical theater major, and I'm playing Danny Zuko.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm also a junior musical theater major, and I am playing Sandy.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Welcome in. I think first things first, let's talk about your experience. What has this been like, putting the show together?
It's been busy. We've had a lot of rehearsals. We've been very hard at work. Really, the choreography and dancing side of things has been really, really intense because it's Grease. But yeah, it's been really fun so far. I've had a great time.
Yeah, it's been super fun. We also came back a week early before classes started, so we were able to get a lot of work in ahead of time, which honestly was really nice because we could just focus in and hone in on that and not worry about classes as much. But now it's just like juggling classes and that has been a little tricky, but it's not terrible. It's been really fun.
What has that kind of getting into character been like for you?
It's been interesting. Because Danny Zuko traditionally, like in the movie, I'm going to be so honest, I hate John Travolta's version of Danny Zuko.
Crazy.
In the script and analyzing the script, there's just this kind of constant competitiveness that the character has with all the other characters on stage. So just getting into that competitive state every time you get to do the role and work on it, and then bouncing off of everybody else while they're also acting and doing their own roles. It's really just this like dynamic, kind of combative, energizing thing, and it's really fun.
Yeah. I love Sandy. I find a lot of similarities between her and I, so it's easy just to like pull from there and just use the script as a guide and be like, okay, let's see how this works today. But yeah.
Awesome. And then, sorry, I didn't ask for degrees. What are you studying right now?
I'm BFA in musical theater.
Yeah, me too, BFA musical theater.
Awesome. And is it hard to kind of balance the coursework on top of shows and things?
It's definitely, it's all about time management, I find, especially if you have like outside things like a job. Being really organized and having your schedule down to a T and just knowing your limits is super important, I find, especially while being in a production outside of like everything else you have going on. So yeah, it's definitely key to be organized and super like on top of your schedule.
It's very challenging and it's really fun because I'm always working and I'm always doing stuff that I love. But this semester, I am a first-time RA. Along with being a lead in the musical, which is difficult. But last year, I was an understudy in our production of Oklahoma, as well as an ensemble member. And I was also at the same time performing in our student production company. So there's been a lot of challenges, and it's really busy. But it's so rewarding because this might sound competitive in a bad way, but I feel like we kind of have the coolest major on campus. Of like we're singing and we have ballet classes and we do stage combat, and there's just so much that it kind of makes up for the hecticness that comes with being in productions.
Right, yeah. You have to love the grind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You have to be super ambitious for it, I fear. Mm-hmm.
I do always like to open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd like to note about the process, about your student journey, anything like that?
I think what's going to be a really great part of this production in particular is the work from all the technical aspects, because we have so many people in the scenic shop and we have so many people in the costume shop that are all working together on this big giant production right out of the gates to start the year. So I'm really excited to see what they come out with, because we're already starting to get like early costume stuff and early renderings of what the set's going to look like. And it's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, the set and everything's going to look really awesome. I'm super excited. Honestly, the rehearsal process, we're big on like work hard, play hard. So we always have a lot of fun while we're in rehearsal while being serious. It's like a very delicate balance between like playing and being super dedicated, but also enjoying yourself and enjoying your character in the process. So we always have a good time at rehearsal and it's like super fun.
Because there is a certain chaos with all of the, they're called the T-Birds in the movie. Like the group of like guy greasers, just the dynamics and trying to maintain professionalism in the ridiculousness of the roles and having fun has been a little hectic, but it's been great.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming and speaking with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for listening to SEMO Spotlight. That was Emily Lance and Parker Cobden detailing their experience putting together the musical Grease, which will air September 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Cape Girardeau Bedell Performance Hall. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.